Isaiah 61, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Isaiah 61, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Isaiah 61. On the back of your bulletin, you will see Leviticus chapter 17, verses 11, 12, and 13. We're going to be looking at that passage of Scripture today. So if you'll open your Bibles, please, to Leviticus chapter 17, 11, 12, 13. We spend a moment in prayer before we begin our study. Father, we're thankful again for the opportunity to be here. We're thankful for the fact that we're given so many magnificent truths in your word that will make it possible for us to have joy and peace and contentment in life. We realize that there are so many things you provided for us. We thank you for the spiritual blessings of life. We're thankful for the logistical blessings of life, so many things. We thank you for loving us and blessing us. We pray that you will guide us in these moments of study. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. In that service this morning, we emphasize the difference between the real and the figurative. In this passage of Scripture, we have an emphasis upon animal blood. Life of the animal is in the blood. Life of the human being is in the soul. So you're able to hear and see the difference. But let's look now at Leviticus 17, 11 through 13. "For the soul of the flesh is in the blood, and I myself have given it to the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement through the soul in it. Therefore I said to the sons of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, even the stranger who lives in your midst, as a stranger should not eat blood. And every one of the sons of Israel and of the strangers who dwell in your midst, as strangers who hunt a game or a bird that may be eaten, shall pour out their blood and cover it with the earth." What we try to emphasize this morning in that first session is that you have a real and a figurative presentation. You have real blood of the animal. You have a figurative presentation of what Jesus Christ has done for us when he gave himself on the cross for the sins of the world. There are some words that I want you to put in your vocabulary if they're not already there. One word is voluntary. Another word is substitutionary. Those two words are very important for us to see. Voluntary, substitutionary. Now I'm going to add to that the rest of the sentence. Voluntary, substitutionary, spiritual death of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to go slowly because I want you to take time, if you will please, to get it into your thinking. It might be necessary for you to write some of these words down. It's important for you to tie these words together. Voluntary, substitutionary, spiritual death of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to go over that a time or two and let you think about it. If you're writing it down, that's good. Voluntary, substitutionary, spiritual death of the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of people have never come to any awareness of what the Bible teaches about the voluntary, substitutionary, spiritual death of Jesus Christ. I'm going to start in a moment with a few points, but let me be sure that you have that statement in your thinking. Voluntary, substitutionary, spiritual death of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, we'll pause for a few moments on each one of those words. Voluntary. Did Jesus Christ die voluntarily? Or was he forced to die? You and I realize that he could have called 10,000 angels. He could have stepped down off of that cross at any point of time. Jesus Christ, I was trying to get it over in the first session, he went to the cross and chose voluntarily, on purpose, intentionally, to die for the sins of the world. That's a voluntary death. Now we have to see that we're talking about death. And most people, when they think in terms of death, only think in terms of death from a physical standpoint. We're not only talking about death from a physical standpoint. That's the reason why these words are very important for you to write or get clear in your thinking. Voluntarily, voluntary, substitutionary, spiritual death. Now we've looked at voluntary, now let's look at substitutionary. The word substitutionary means one in place of another. One taking the place of another. Jesus Christ was the only one qualified to die for the sins of the world. He took your place and my place on the cross. So that's a substitutionary death. He died not only physically, we all know that. Most of us are very familiar with the death of Jesus Christ from a physical standpoint. But many people do not comprehend or understand that Jesus Christ died spiritually also. And that spiritual death was provided by the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ to take care and solve a problem which was a spiritual problem. So if you have a spiritual problem, a spiritual dilemma, there has to be a substitution, there has to be salvation, there has to be a solution to that spiritual problem, to that dilemma. So that's the reason why I have these words. Voluntary, substitutionary, spiritual death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, point one. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was born physically alive and spiritually alive. You and I are born physically alive and spiritually dead. It's important that we put down our Lord was born trichotomously because of the virgin conception and the virgin birth. Our Lord was born physically alive and spiritually alive. Very important to see. The reason for that is because our Lord was born trichotomously. Body, soul, and spirit. Not anything wrong with Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ came on the scene, virgin conceived and virgin born. From the deity side, he had all the characteristics of deity, sovereignty, righteousness, justice, love, eternal life, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, immutability, and veracity. On the human side, he was totally man, also perfect, body, soul, and spirit. We emphasized in the first session today what happened at his death in relationship where the body went, where the spirit went, where the soul went. If you didn't get that, it was on the floor in the middle of the sermon. You'll have to get it off the internet because my eyes did not make it possible for me to read my notes all the way from the pulpit down to the floor. I felt like I was giving a lot of that by memory. But just in case you didn't get it, it's provided for you on the internet. Number one, our Lord was born trichotomously because of the virgin conception and the virgin birth. I don't have to say that 1,000 times for you to understand it. I trust that you understand what I have just said. Number two, the entire human race is born physically alive, but spiritually dead. And that is provided for us in many passages of Scripture. But it's provided in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, which you now see on the screen, which says, therefore, as through one man, sin entered into the world, and through sin, death. And so to all men, death passed, inasmuch as all sinned. I'm not going to take the time to go through all the verbs and describe these. I just want you to see the overall presentation. Through one man, sin entered into the world. It happened at a point of time. The indicative mood is the mood of reality. This is very real, no question about it. Through one man, the first Adam, sin entered into the world. And so, to all mankind, every man, woman, boy, and girl, death passed inasmuch as all sin. Most of you have memorized the Roman road, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you haven't memorized the Roman road, you ought to get it and memorize it. You ought to use it in witnessing. This simply says that through Adam, the entire human race is born physically alive but spiritually dead. Romans 5:12. Number three. This is the result of the imputation of Adam's original sin. Let's review those first points. Our Lord was born trichotomously. You have to notice what I did, and you can't see it from where you're sitting. Our Lord was born trichotomous. And I sat there and thought about that, and I said, that has to be an adverb. And so I came back in my typing, and in little bitty tiny letters, I put L-Y. Now, I have to read it to you. Our Lord was born trichotomously because of the virgin pregnancy. Number two, the entire human race is born physically alive, but spiritually dead. I just gave you Romans 5:12. Number three, this is the result of the imputation of Adam's original sin in the garden. Think about it. This is the result of the imputation of Adam's original sin in the garden to the genetically formed old sin nature at the point of physical birth. I'm going to keep this close by so I won't lose it. Imputation means something put in to something. If it is a real imputation, there's a place for it to go. If it is a judicial imputation, there's no place for it to go, but there's a place made for it to go. Let me see if I can say that quickly. Jesus had no place for sin to go. So he was judged, judicial. He was judged for our sins. As individuals, we are born physically alive, spiritually dead. There's no place for salvation to go. So there has to be a judicial imputation. There has to be a place made. Imputation means a place that's made for salvation to go. You understand that? It's simple. Number four. The old sin nature is passed down from the father through copulation. If you have a daddy, and you do, you got your old sin nature from that daddy. You didn't get it from your mother. The old sin nature is passed down from the male to the child. The old sin nature is passed down from the father through copulation. Number five. But the humanity of Christ is unique from other members of the human race. Why? Because Jesus Christ did not have a human father. What was it that brought about that son? It was the Holy Spirit. It was a virgin conception and a virgin birth. Therefore, Jesus Christ did not have the imputation of Adam's original sin genetically. So, number six, Jesus Christ was the exception since he did not receive the imputation of Adam's sin. Number seven, he did not receive the imputation of Adam's original sin in the garden because he did not have a sinful nature. All of us have old sin natures because of the fact of copulation and it being passed down from the daddy to the child. Number eight, Jesus Christ did not have an old sin nature because he did not have a human father. You and I have a human father, therefore we have genetically an old sinful nature. Number nine, God the Holy Spirit is responsible for impregnating the Virgin Mary. God the Holy Spirit is responsible for impregnating our Lord's, the Virgin Mary. Our Lord, then, the physical body of our Lord was the result of the omnipotence of God. Let me go back and get number nine again. God the Holy Spirit is responsible for impregnating the Virgin Mary. So often you will hear, mistakenly, Holy Mary, Mother of God. You know that that is not biblical. Holy Mary, Mother of God, that's not biblical. You have to think about that. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Did you get it? No. The physical body of our Lord was the result of the omnipotence of God, the Holy Spirit. Number 11. Therefore, in order for our Lord to suffer spiritual death, it would have to be substitutionary, since he did not suffer real spiritual death, like other members of the human race. You've got to write this down. You've got to think it through. Otherwise, you'll live your whole life and you'll miss some of the most beautiful, magnificent spiritual blessings from God's Word. You'll just miss it. You'll live and you'll die and you'll miss it. We were talking about that the other day. It's sad that many people, even as believers in Jesus Christ, live and die without being the recipient. It's available, but they don't accept it. They don't believe it. They don't trust it. They don't get it. And they live and they die and go to heaven, and they go having missed all of these wonderful spiritual blessings. Number 10 again, I'm looking at it. The physical body of our Lord was a result of the omnipotence of God, the Holy Spirit. That's the physical body. Number 11. Therefore, in order for our Lord to suffer spiritual death, it would have to be substitutionary, since he did not suffer real spiritual death like other members of the human race. Number 12. Our Lord died two unique deaths on the cross, spiritual and pneumatic. This may be new to you, so write it down, please. Our Lord died two unique deaths on the cross, spiritual and pneumatic, physical or somatic. Words that we don't have thrown around too much and don't therefore know much about it. Spiritual, pneumatic, physical, somatic. You can look at spiritual and look at the word pneumatic, and you're immediately able to see that this is a translation of a word with the Greek pneuma in it, which means spirit. You don't have any problems there. Then we have the word physical, somatic. Number 13, our Lord in his perfect humanity first died spiritually or pneumatically, which is revealed in Matthew 27, 44 and 45. Many people live and they die without ever getting that information. You're getting it. Thank God that we're able to see it. Our Lord in his perfect humanity first died spiritually or pneumatically, and then he died physically or somatically. Am I giving you time to write this? Number 13 again. Our Lord, in his perfect humanity, first died spiritually, pneumatically, Matthew 27, 44, 45, and then he died physically or somatically, John 19, 30. If you haven't already looked up John 19, 30, just write it down and look it up. It's so fantastic. Number 14, it was our Lord's substitutionary spiritual death in the last 3 hours on the cross, which was the payment for our sins. You've got to think that through, too. When Jesus Christ said, Tetelestai, he said, it is finished. He was very much alive when he said, it is finished. He did not say, I'm finished. He was very much alive when he said, it is finished. What was finished? The plan of salvation was finished. John 19:30. It was our Lord's substitutionary spiritual death on the cross, which was the payment for our sins. Matthew 27:45-46. Mark 15, 34. Number 15. Our Lord was still very much alive when he said, it is finished. The Greek word is tetelestai, tetelestai. The work of salvation has been completed. It's finished. It's finished in the past, with the results that go on forever and forever and forever. Do you know what kind of verb that is? Sure you do. It's a perfect tense verb. His physical death was not for our sins, but rather his spiritual death. When his perfect humanity, he was separated from his Father in the last 3 hours on the cross, when he was receiving the imputation of the sins of the whole world, past, present, future. And he was being judged for our sins. That's why I said in the first session today, when the darkness came, That was when our Lord was bearing our sins. Number 17, the humanity of Christ accomplished the following through His substitutionary spiritual death on the cross. There was the defeat of Satan at the cross. On Wednesday night, we're going to be talking about that. The defeat of Satan. God the Father's salvation plan for all mankind completed. There was a fulfilled the Mosaic law. The humanity of Christ's spiritual death provided mankind with redemption, which He purchased the entire human race out from the slave market of sin, in which every human being born was in as a result of the imputation of Adam's sin. The humanity of Christ's spiritual death propitiated and satisfied the perfect justice of God. I'm going rapidly now. Number 20, the humanity of Christ's spiritual death reconciled the entire human race to God. The humanity of Christ's spiritual death reconciled the entire human race to God. And the last one, the humanity of Christ was judged by the justice of God for every personal sin committed. I said the last one, look at these, two more. Salvation was completed while our Lord was still living. This is important. Salvation was completed while our Lord was still living. John 19:30. Spiritual death is a result of Adam's sin. We all sin because we're spiritually dead. Our Lord is perfect, sinless. Humanity died on the cross twice so that we could be born twice. You must be born again. He died spiritually so that we could be born spiritually. May we pray together, please. Father, help us to realize how fantastic and beautiful these thoughts are. We thank You for loving us and blessing us. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.